This is an executive summary of how to invest in a DST, minimums, process and what to expect. Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. For all the legal machinery behind it, the act of investing in a Delaware statutory trust is surprisingly administrative. There's no bidding, no inspection contingency, no mortgage application. The property is already bought and financed, and your role is to qualify, choose, and subscribe. That simplicity is exactly why DSTs close so fast, which is invaluable when a 1031 deadline is bearing down. This memo walks through the whole path, confirming a DST fits, qualifying as an investor, what you'll typically commit, the step-by-step process, and what life looks like after you've invested. For the complete walkthrough behind each step, see the full guide to DST investing. Before any process question, settle the suitability question, because the mechanics are easy and the fit is what matters. A DST suits an accredited investor who wants passive, tax-deferred real estate, values diversification, can leave capital committed for years, and doesn't need day-to-day control. If you may need liquidity soon, or you want to manage and improve a property yourself, a DST is the wrong tool no matter how smooth the process. Our pros and cons memo works through that decision in full. Assume here that you've made it and are ready to invest. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.